In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor introduces us to a new project based on a catastrophic volcanic eruption in 1815.
In 1815, Earth experienced an event worthy of today's most extreme disaster movies, the cataclysmic eruption of Mount Tambora in Indonesia. The April eruption turned the whole mountain into what one observer characterized as a flowing mass of liquid fire. 10,000 people were killed directly by the eruption, and another 90,000 people in the region died from starvation or ingesting water poisoned by volcanic material. The consequences of the enormous eruption were felt around the world, too, because it released into the atmosphere a weather-altering cloud of sulfate gas the size of Texas and Illinois combined. In India, the monsoons were disrupted, creating conditions that gave rise to a new epidemic form of cholera that would eventually cross the globe, killing millions. Crop failure and famine crippled regions from China to Western Europe, Canada, and New England. Food riots sprung up, environmental refugees swarmed across borders, while governments everywhere feared popular rebellion in what became known as the Year Without a Summer. Perhaps Hollywood has been slow to pick up on this story because the true extent of the worldwide climate disruption involved has come to light only in recent years, as scientists have gathered information through the study of glacial ice cores and tree rings. A group of faculty members at the U of I has picked it up, though, with an eye toward what it might mean for people living today. According to Professor of English Gillen Wood and collaborators from the Department of Atmospheric Sciences, the Tambora eruption provides a historical case study for the human impacts of rapid climate change. They're collaborating on the Tambora Project, which reconstructs the social, environmental, and economic impacts of the eruption on a global scale. One of the principal components of the Tambora Project is a sophisticated computer model simulation now being developed by Professor of Atmospheric Sciences Don Webbles and his students. The model will fill gaps in the historical record of the global climatological impacts of Tambora and be used to create detailed time-lapse visualizations that enable us to see the dramatic effects of the eruption, including the dispersal of weather-altering aerosols and changes in temperature and precipitation. The Tambora team also plans a video documentary that will retrace Tambora's volcanic cloud through the regions most impacted, Indonesia, China, Western Europe, and New England. Gillen Wood's book, The Tambora Revolution, How Climate Change Changed the World, written for the general reader, will reconstruct the immediate impacts of the Tambora eruption from a global perspective and at the same time tell the story of the Tambora Project itself. On Thursday, April 1st, Wood will give the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences Humanities Lecture entitled Climate Denial and the Philosopher King of Java. In his lecture, Wood will introduce the Tambora Project, as well as make a case for humanists to become more engaged with the climate change issue. Details about the lecture are available through the Environmental Almanac website.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois, which provides primary support for Environmental Almanac. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at wyll.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette.